The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
If you ever make it to Rome, be sure and visit the catacombs. These underground cemeteries contain miles and miles of passageways lined with niches hewn out of the rock into which the dead were placed and sealed with a stone. These early Christians went to a lot of trouble and expense, especially compared with the pagans who simply cremated their dead. There are no pagan catacombs because they didn't believe in the resurrection. For them, the dead were gone forever. We, on the other hand, described our dead as simply being asleep until reawakened on the day of the resurrection. Hence the Greek term catacomb, which means in Greek stretched out in repose. And our prayer that till they rise again, that the dead may rest in peace. Today we celebrate the fulfillment of that great hope as Jesus, who also was laid out in repose in a tomb hewn out of the rock and sealed with a stone, as Jesus reawakens and rises victorious from the dead. A resurrection that Matthew tells us was accompanied by many others. You may recall from last Sunday's Mass that Matthew's account of Jesus' passion and death ended with a description of how when Jesus died, the earth quaked, tombs opened, and the bodies of many saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming forth from their tombs after Jesus' resurrection, they entered the holy city and appeared to many. Can you imagine the confusion and the excitement? For the first time in human history, what had long been a not very well articulated Jewish hope finally happened. Concrete, specific people rose from the dead and even went around Jerusalem making visits, sort of like Jesus did in the 40 days between his resurrection and ascension into heaven. And it was obvious that what turned hope into reality and faith into fulfillment was Jesus. Not only did he rise from the grave himself, he also caused other people to rise too. Lazarus, a few months earlier, and now these people on Easter Sunday itself, all of which prefigure our own resurrection one day, our own share in Jesus' victory. And how do we gain a share in Jesus' victory? By sharing also in his struggle. By aligning ourselves with Jesus, by committing ourselves to his cause, our initiation into which begins with our baptism into his death. In every funeral, we recall that if we have died with him and been buried with him sacramentally in baptism, so shall we also one be reawakened from death's slumber in union with him. Baptism is our own personal Easter. And so in this Mass, we will renew our baptismal commitment to Jesus and welcome into the church 5 adults through baptism, Eucharist and confirmation, and 10 already baptized adults through their profession of faith and Eucharist and confirmation, and 3 children under the age of 7 who will be baptized, which multiplies the joy of this already most joyful feast 15-fold. That's what we've gathered here to celebrate today. Our, and now their, death to self and to this world in union with Jesus, and our consequent share in Jesus' victory over sin and death. On that first Easter, what had been for centuries a fervent hope has now been attained. If we remain faithful, we too will rise one day in company with the holy ones of every age to share fully in Jesus' victory, which we celebrate today.